Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready, because my name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balance in work and family life, all while prioritizing your time, being a true capitalist, understanding that those people who are your customers are those people that you have to give back to. It's an ecosystem of capitalism we do right here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. We learn how to make money and live life, baby. All right, on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we sit down with North Dakota's Department of Mineral Resources Director, Lynn Helms, and he explains why business leaders, political leaders, and players involved in the major decisions of the economy need to reinvent themselves as leaders in today's global economy. And then we sit down with David Owen with Legalize ND. They have a full cannabis legalization ballot initiative, which is projected to be on the North Dakota ballot this next election cycle. Plus, Austin Aries, formerly with the WWE and now an author, discusses his plant-based diet and how he's able to do that while traveling over 40 weeks a year, how it proves that the vegetarian market is not only emerging, but it's already here. He talks about some of the investment opportunities in that area. And then Brian Kolk, Director of Energy at the Energy and Environmental Center up at the University of North Dakota. He talks about the coal, energy, oil, and gas collaboration that's happening and what's going to happen to a bunch of industries. Trust me, folks, you're not going to want to miss this episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. All right, my name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
I was just having this discussion last night at the API Christmas party with some people out there, and we were talking about my business, the media business. I mean, I had to reinvent my business model considerably, and I still am reinventing my business model. And, you know, it's no secret that media companies are going out of business every day. Oil and gas companies were very surprised in the last 10 years. They had to rewrite their business model to where they became vocal about it. Doug Burgum, when he ran for governor, he talked about reinventing government. When you look at how the trickle down of the economy works, you know, I mean, really, oil and gas and communications are at the top. You know, I mean, you need communications to operate, and oil and gas makes everything operate. So that's where a lot of the stuff is started. I'm on my soapbox a little bit now, which I normally don't do, saying that leaders need to reinvent how we think. I've heard this through you the last few years about how we've talked about maybe we got to look at rig counts differently. Sean Kessel and I have talked about sales tax might not be the best population projection. Without getting yourself in trouble or getting political, do you think it's time that leaders maybe reinvent themselves on how they lead in the 21st century?
Oh, I think there's no question. And a big part of that is, are we understanding how much North Dakota's population is changing in terms of age and diversity and the type of housing that is in demand and the type of things that are necessary for this younger, more diverse population in order to attract workers to the state of North Dakota. And so, yeah, leadership really needs to, you know, take a look at how we've been doing things and constantly make changes in how we can do things better. You know, we've had a policy now for almost two decades at the Oil and Gas Division that we're going to go back and relook at our rules every 2 years because technology is changing that fast, mm-hmm. and the industry changing even faster. And so, you know, you're constantly in revisioning, catch-up mode to keep up with what's happening with the media, what's happening with the industry, what's happening with the population. You know, it's very interesting. North Dakota's population has gone in 10 years from being the oldest and the grayest and the most rural, I guess, to having the highest percentage of millennials of any state in the nation. And, you know, that's going to change things, period. But what's even more interesting is if you dig a little deeper into that, and the census people will tell you, that the millennials living in North Dakota are, of the millennials across the nation, the lowest percentage that live at home with their parents. And so the millennials we have are not like what you normally think of millennials across the nation. And if you talk to the folks at Job Service about the workforce demands and the people who are actually coming here to try to look for work, they're much more diverse.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
But my dear, we're still goodbye. So long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
I told you, fireman, astronaut, race car driver, maybe bikini judge. And this is what I get? Food service? Are you kidding me? This is third world, and I'm from the first. A I'm number one, baby.
I'm amazed that they even hired you.
No one else will do it. They're taking that chance. And then, if something goes down, which it will, I will sue the corporate office so badly.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. That's not the way I had him pictured. But Santa was much too thin.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, David Owen with Legalize ND.
What is it you're calling this? Is it recreational? How are we referring to it? Because during the medical marijuana, the medical cannabis, Measure 5. It was very easy to say.
Well, what we're calling it is Legalize ND, and we're calling it the full legalization of marijuana in North Dakota. Either one. I think when people say legalize ND, the goal is to have such brand recognition that everybody knows what legalize ND means, knows what we stand for, and knows what we're about. And we're kind of piggybacking off of the old measure, which used legalize ND as kind of their tag. So that way kind of people have a bit of familiarity going forward already. We have a pre-built-in brand a little bit.
I do think full legalization is a very good way to phrase it.
Right.
I think that's a great way. And I'll even go a step further to where I've been covering cannabis now for almost five years, and I stopped using the word marijuana several years ago. Because
people know what you're talking about.
Well, and if you trace the history back, it is a derogatory term. I don't know. For me, I felt that the industry has evolved to the point to where the word cannabis gives it the respect it deserves. Yep. What are you hearing from people on that? You know, as far as, because you're in the language
most
part right now.
Most of the people call it, who aren't for us, are going to call it pot, dope, smack, the usual. The people who are for us are going to call it marijuana or cannabis is a little bit more formal and more technical term. But your average person is just going to know it as the legalization of marijuana. They're going to know it as marijuana because they're going to use the plant name, not the chemical name necessarily.
Right.
Cannabinoid, I believe, is the formal biological name of it.
Yeah, I look at it like, okay, marijuana was a slang, is actually, I believe, a Hispanic term that was used to identify a group of people with it back in the 30s or 20s, whenever they made it illegal.
I know what you're saying.
Cannabis was more the scientific term.
Yes, it's something.
The Latin, if you will. And so it kind of, that was the neutral term.
It's like the difference between dog and Canis lupus, because Canis lupus is the formal name. Dog is the more informal name.
Yeah,
and how we get there with marijuana has a darker history of how we got there.
I'd say it's the difference between mutt and canine.
Yeah,
not even dog.
That's probably more fair.
You know, because mutt is slang derogatory in some ways, not totally.
Right.
You know, I kind of equate it to, you know, when I say derogatory, I don't mean it's going to offend somebody, but it's, I do believe in my lifetime it might have the same connotation as maybe a high school nickname. Yeah. To where enough people within a community might get a little bit upset and make some noise. I do believe that. So anyway, but let's get out. Okay, now that we know full legalization, legalize ND. ND legalize?
Legalize ND.
Okay, legalize ND.
Yep.
And you're a college student.
Yep, almost done. Got 1 to 2 semesters left.
Where are you going to college?
UND.
Okay, University of North Dakota?
Yep.
All right.
Go Sue.
So let's start with the process, because the Measure 5, the medical marijuana that passed, at 65%, every single voting district in the state of North Dakota approved it.
I know well, yeah.
It's absolutely legendary.
It would have won every single district. The only one where it was close, it won by like 0.2%, 0.3%. But yeah, it won everywhere.
So, and that's
this was not a, and the media, this is where I kind of want to jump on it, makes it sound like it's a bunch of liberal hippies and forks in Fargo that got this done. No, this was pretty much universal consensus. There was nowhere in the state where if you polled people, you would not find a majority in favor.
This is what one of the reasons I actually did as much pro bono work as I did, because, and I told this to the elected leaders and I told this to the health department, I believe this is a David versus Goliath thing, whereas the politicians flat out said, we don't want this. 65% of the people approved it. Every voting district voted for it. I remember Judy Lee was standing up on the Senate floor just berating people, and I'm going, Judy, it passed in your district. Be a leader and lead the people. Don't berate them. So for me, I actually came into this from a, I feel bad for the recreational for the Measure 5 people, because all they did was they slammed their character and they said it was a poorly written bill and they didn't legalize it and they started playing games. It's a long way to get to. Have you covered your bases? You're a college student.
Yeah.
Easy target. Okay. Yep. College kids like smoking pot. And you might not be as experienced as some of these other people. So talk to me about the process. What have you done to ensure that it's going to get on the ballot?
So the first thing I want to say is I don't necessarily feel bad for the people that passed Measure 5. I feel bad for the people that can't get their medicine. I feel bad for the kid dying of cancer who can't now get his CBDs. I feel bad for the veteran who suffers from PTSD with our astronomical 40% suicide rates who can't get things that help the nightmares go away. I don't really care, to be honest with you, what the legislator thinks. I don't really care all that much about the people that were on the committees and all that. I care more for the people that can't get their medicine and can't get what they deserve. Because right now with the Measure 5, if you're a parent with a child that has these seizures and all that, you have to make a choice that I don't think any parent should have to make. And that is, do I want to do what's best for my kid, or do I want to risk going to prison for the rest of my life?
How are you getting it on the ballot?
So the first step is, obviously, we had to submit our language to the Secretary of State. And that was a year-long process with multiple levels of vetting. So the first draft of this bill was written in last March in Bismarck with certain marijuana rights activists who wanted to talk about making sure we had specifics for – we had three goals when we started. The first goal was expungement. The second goal was home grow. And the third goal was to make sure that the state legislature could not mess with this. And I'm proud to say we achieved all three of those goals. And how did we achieve those goals? Well, first, we didn't specify a tax rate. Because at the end of the day, we don't want this to become an argument of 15 versus 13. And if the legislature doesn't like the tax rate, they're going to try and torpedo the bill. Now they have the freedom to put a tax rate on it. That's not an argument they can use. They can't use budget and reconciliation anymore. Number two, we didn't create any new regulatory agencies for this. That means, once again, they can't say this is going to cost X dollars up front. Therefore, we cannot appropriate the funds and it'll fail. There's no thing there. Next, we do what no other state did, and we protect the growers. Because there's no licensing, imagine you're the federal government. You go, I want to bust the pot growers in North Dakota. Well, in states like Colorado, in states where it's legal and have these permit processes, they can subpoena the governing body and say, I want all the names of all the people that have permits.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Owen with Legalize ND, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I didn't think that I'd come a-creeping, or that I'd hear what was said. But Santa put his arms around Mama, and Mama put her arms around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Yeah.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw a red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screens.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. You can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, the face unafraid.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Congratulations! The bank gave you a credit card. It doesn't make you better than me! But you see, nobody gives me credit because I'm a bad risk and I don't pay my bills on time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Austin Aries, plant-based wrestler, author, and public speaker.
And the next day, I stopped eating meat. So again, like I'm not a pet person. I grew up around pets. You know, my family had pets. But my life isn't conducive to me having pets. I mean, I'd love to have a dog, but I travel way too much. It would be selfish to try to do that. But I can have a respect and I can have a love for all living creatures without having to be a pet person, or without having to take that angle of trying to, you know, shame or shock people into making these decisions. Because like yourself, there's a lot of different angles you can take to try to appeal to people, and the one that for me is the most successful is, hey, go right to the basic selfish level of the person, which is your own health and well-being. And then also don't try to force anything on them or tell them it has to be all or nothing approach. Again, I say I'm not sitting there trying to shove anybody in the deep end of the pool before they know if the water's nice or if they can even swim. I encourage people to just sit down and put their feet in, because I'm confident enough that once they do and they feel how nice it is, that they'll slip in themselves and they'll be swimming on their own in no time.
Austin Aries on the line with us, professional wrestler, also author, Food Fight, My Plant-Powered Journey from the Bingo Halls to the Big Time. Just a couple more questions here. Travel and diet, I wanted to mention something too about how you mentioned try not to force it on everybody. And I think that's really important too, because what I used to tell people is that I was almost vegan because, for one, I didn't want to sound like some hipster, and I didn't want to say, you know, in fact, that started repelling me initially, to be honest, was when people started saying they were vegan and then they'd go to Dairy Queen and get a Dairy Queen Blizzard, you know? I mean, I'd laugh, but anyway. So travel and diet is what I wanted to get at. Is that difficult for you to do that? I mean, is it easy? You know, I mean, are you drinking four meals a day? Are these all protein shakes? Or what kind of diet are you having when you're on the road so much?
No, I think if you want to eat a good diet, and travel can be challenging anyway. I mean, most of your food choices, if you're going to go eat out or these fast food places, I don't care if you're plant-based or not going to be very good for you. So, you know, again, I always tell people that, so what's the hardest part? I said the hardest part is committing to that, this is now a priority. Once you move it up your priority list, you now commit more of your resources, your time, your money, and your energy. And so, you know, when people say it's expensive to be healthy, well, it is if you don't want to use your time or your energy. If you want somebody else to do the work for you, then it's going to be very expensive. But, you know, what I like to do is I prepare food in my house. I like to cook, which is obviously a benefit for me. And, you know, I have a travel cooler. And, you know, for example, for today, I made some pizza last night. I love pizza. You know, and the great thing is, hey, they make BioLife is a great cheese that I've discovered. That's a coconut oil-based cheese. You know, Gardein has a lot of great products. Again, it's processed food. Processed food is processed food. But, you know, just because you're eating vegan or plant-based doesn't mean that you're eating rice and carrots all day. If you want to splurge and have something and satisfy a craving, it's out there for you. So I'll make pizza from time to time. And I had some leftovers, and I threw it in a Ziploc bag, and I threw it in my cooler. And I had some pasta that I had made up earlier in the week. And, you know, I threw that in my cooler so that I had some meals with me. And then on top of that now, you know, when I get into a town, you know, I can go on something like happycow.net or I can go on Yelp and I can look what's around me, what my options are as far as a whole food store or maybe a cafe that, you know, caters to plant-based lifestyle and go pick a couple things up for the weekend. So it's just about, again, it's about, you know, using your tools, using your information and putting a little more time and effort into it. And if it's important to you, why shouldn't you? I mean, again, you know, for some reason in this country, we decided that our food choices we want cheap, easy, and convenient, and I don't understand that. And then people say, "Well, it's too expensive." But yet, I watch people line up for hours upon hours to get the new iPhone and spend $800 on this thing, and that's not convenient, and that's not cheap, and that's not easy. But they'll do that for a device, for technology, but they won't do it for the things they put in their body. You know, they'd rather spend a lot of money on a designer sweatshirt to cover up their body than to spend the money on what they're putting inside their body. And I think that's, again, that goes back to lack of education, because if people were really informed, that would take a big hit out of the profits of these people that are profiting off of sick people.
What's next? Are you going to be doing anything to, the business-wise, what's next? I mean, you got your speaking, you got your book, you've got your professional wrestling. What's next? Are you going to get into either the product line or anything along those? Because it seems like that's the direction you're going.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, the wrestling schedule, you know, starting tonight's going to pick up. I'm in New York. I'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow for House of Hardcore. You can watch it live on Twitch, which is, you know, an app that you can download for free, and you can watch us live tomorrow night on Twitch. I'm going to head to Australia for 10 days, and I'm going to take my books with me, because a lot of my international fans, with the shipping handling costs, and again, a lot of people want to buy it from me directly, get an autograph, have a conversation. So really, you know, with the wrestling now, I'm going to get out there and get these books in people's hands directly through me. So I'll be in Australia for 10 days. I'll be in the UK for a week later on this year. My schedule next year is starting to fill up. You know, I have a lot of inquiries to do more of these speaking engagements at the Veg Fest and things of that sort. And I am right now developing a business model to actually be able to go in and work hand-in-hand with people who are interested to actually go in there and basically overhaul their whole kitchen and set them up for 2 weeks to be plant-based. And also by not taking them out of their comfort zone. Because as I was just saying, if you like pizza, I can find you a plant-based pizza. If you like mac and cheese, I know where there's a plant-based mac and cheese. Because I think the one thing is people think it's such a daunting task and it's going to be a complete overhaul to what they're used to. And it doesn't have to be initially, right? So I want to go and work with people who are interested to come in your home and really, you know, let's go through your cupboards, let's go through your fridge. Let's toss everything out. Let's explain why we're tossing it out. You know, the things that I think are in there with the ingredients list that we want to try to avoid if you want to, you know, improve your diet. And then go out shopping and show them the things that they can replace so that when they go back in their kitchen on Monday, it's not a culture shock. They look and they have the same comfort foods that they had. They have maybe a few new foods that they're going to be excited to try. And maybe there's going to be a few things in there that we're going to omit because they just aren't good for you. And because I want to set people up for success and show them that it doesn't have to be as hard as they think it is, but it doesn't have to be expensive as they think it is. And that way, after that 2 weeks, then they can figure out what they want to put back in their kitchen when they go back shopping the next time.
Austin Aries, Food Fight, My Plant-Powered Journey from the Bingo Halls to the Big Time. Now, is this available at places where you can buy books? I know you've got a website. Just where can people go ahead and get this book at?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best place right now is still at AustinAriesBook.com. We'll be having a Black Friday sale through that website. You can also order it on Amazon. And I also have a pro wrestling tee store, ProWrestlingTees.com, that has shirts and the books available. And, you know, right now we don't have it in any major retailers. It's kind of more of a grassroots thing. I want to get out and put it in people's hands, you know, personally. I want to have conversations. I want to meet people. But, you know, when I can't do that, people can go to the website and they can order it through there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Austin Aries or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Let's take a ride.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
I seen through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Kalk with the Energy and Environmental Resource Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
I don't know if you were at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting
just recently, but Governor Burgum spoke, and it was interesting to see the look on people's faces. Some people were just like deer in headlights. Other people were like nodding their head in agreement. Governor Burgum, at the end of the day, really challenged the oil industry with four goals. One is 2 million barrels a day. The other one is zero spills. The third one is a coal collaboration, and that's the one I want to get your comments on. And then the fourth one is some sort of goal in natural gas, which I'm still trying to get clarified. To me, the technology that's changed actually makes 2 million barrels viable in the future. The zero spills, yeah, that's pie in the sky, but it really is more achievable than people think. And I also want, like I said, I want to get your deal on coal, because you are very much my coal expert. So what? Let's start off with coal collaboration with Governor Burgum. Do you think that the energy industry and the coal industry have a future together?
Oh, I think they have to be tied together, Jason. I want to give a quick plug here. The EERC website is www.undeerc.org. And the reason I throw that out there is because those things you talked about, Governor Burgum throwing out a petroleum council, one of the documents we put together up here is basically seven big research goals that we hope to fulfill. And interestingly enough, one of them is to research the technology to make sure we can get to 2 million barrels a day, to research the technology and see a path forward for value added for natural gas. And so those things that he talked about were actually, we briefed him prior to that conference about things we think we can do research-wise. And so there was kind of a synergy back and forth. You know, we work for the state and we work for a lot of people, but I fully support everything he said that day. And to get to your question about the future of coal, the big thing I think for the future of coal is it's got to become a product that's more than just for making electricity. You know, for many years we burn coal and make electricity. You got your ash that goes out. That's the process, right? We're doing a lot of work up here on what's called rare earth elements. It's you know, the bottom of the periodic table. It's the stuff that you use for cell phones and a lot of electronics. And right now, 100% of the elements that we're using for these things come from China. And it just so happens that North Dakota lignite and other types of coal have these rare earth elements in it. So we're going through a bunch of research with the coal companies in North Dakota trying to assess how much of this we have in our lignite coal, how do we get it out, how do we make value added on it. And so that's one of the big things that has a big potential for coal. And the second thing is that, you know, the CO2, I'm not a big fan of the global warming discussion, but I will tell you that if CO2 is a commodity that we can use for enhanced oil recovery, which it is, linking the CO2 that comes out of the coal plants to enhanced oil recovery, I think people will be in a bidding war for CO2 if we can actually get this to work with taking the amount of oil that comes out of the Bakken from 8% to 20% to 50% to 100%. So yeah, there's a future, Jason, but it's going to take work and commitment. And honestly, that's one of the big reasons I left the commission to come work up here, is I wanted to be on a different side of the equation rather than the guy working on getting the pipelines, you know, approved or make decisions on it, is be on the front end, because you see a lot of opportunity that's out there for the state. And I want to be part of that, making sure we get all the value we can out of all of our energy resources.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Kalk with the Energy and Environmental Research Center, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They'd never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.